Black socks, they never get dirty. The longer you wear them, the stronger they get.
I have been involved since 1976. Started in 1975 in a prison in upstate New York. I've not been the same since.
And you are planning new trainings for this area. Ginger Bryant, what kind of training is going to be happening in the Homer area?
It's conflict resolution. Everybody's going to have conflict. So this just gives ideas of how to move it into the realm of conversation, to look at it, to deal with people.
Ginger is describing the means, the workshop itself, but I want to tell you how much fun it is. And the laughter that really develops the trust that's necessary in the group to do all of the other things. I will promise anybody who comes to one of our 18-hour workshops to laugh.
And 18 hours in how many increments?
It's one session of 18 hours. It's a three-day commitment.
This isn't a PowerPoint presentation. This isn't a lecture. It's what?
There's an old Chinese proverb. Tell me, I forget. Show me, I remember, but involve me, and I understand.
So where does the folk singing come in?
Oh, it's just part of the fun. Black socks was originally in the early workshops. I feel a tribute to keep it going.
Keeps telling me, don't wash them yet, not yet, not yet, not yet.
When this started, it began in a prison at the request of the inmates to learn alternatives to violence. They wanted to learn how to teach others about nonviolence. Once people have gone through the basic and the advanced, if they want to learn how to be facilitators, we do a third workshop, which is a training of facilitators. We are now in the Kenai Wildwood facility to overwhelming results. Hopefully this next year, we train inmates in the facility to do workshops with us. We certainly are looking for people that want to work with us and learn to be facilitators and go into prison with us.
It's a circle learning.
By which you mean that every participant, regardless of where they are in the process?
It's equal value. We sit in a circle together. We've worked with the Mental Health Corporation from Dutch Harbor. If you have 12 to 20 people that you need to work as a team, this is an amazing tool to make that happen.
We're flexible.
The model doesn't change whether you're working with inmates or corporate executives.
Isn't that incredible? That's true. Our first workshop this year, it was in March in the prison. Everyone was, you know, this was critical. How is this going to work? And come the second day of the workshop, the man who helped set this up brought the psychologist who had been there for so she's been there like some 20 years in the prison. And she comes up to us and she says, "What have you done with these men?" She said, "They keep coming into my office and their faces are radiant."
Something keeps telling me, don't wash them yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet.